Hello, welcome to the Mixed Beatles podcast. It's been a minute. My name is Tito. I'm joined here today by Trujillo. And Trujillo, what's been up, man? It's been a good 2 years, I think, since we last did our last episode. What's been up?
Yeah, pretty crazy to think 2020 sounds like a lifetime ago at this point with how things have been, right? But it's awesome to be back. I really enjoyed making these, and I think this would be a great time to get back into it. Going on in the rap community and also, you know, just in the world in general. And it's fun to be able to sit down and have some discourse and hopefully entertain you guys with our opinions and insight in the rap world.
I feel like the rap game has changed so much just in the last 2 years even. It's always an evolving thing. We need to keep talking about it.
Definitely. I always talk about rap as something that has so much nuance and so much interesting stuff going on apart from the music itself. You can't really go to any other genre where there are things like beefs and like competition and that camaraderie at the same time. It's just a really interesting genre that I really enjoy just seeing all aspects of, which is a lot of why we make this podcast, right? And so, Tito, would you like to shed some light on kind of what this podcast will be looking like in the future and some of our plans with it?
Yeah, definitely. So, in the past, we've tried to put out an album review every week for a good 3 weeks. That worked pretty well for us. But we realized that we didn't actually have interest in an album that came out every week. We don't listen to every rap album that comes out. There's a lot of shit that comes out. And so, we think that in the future we're going to try and focus more on other aspects of rap. You know, if there's not a great drop, we'll maybe talk about some things that are happening in the game and random questions and discussion items. So, Trujillo, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, exactly right. Like being said, there's not going to be album every week that we think is worth talking about and reviewing. When there are, we're definitely going to be reviewing those as well. But on a week like this, kind of like let's call this an off week, I had an interesting question to pose, right? So let me kind of bring you into this world and give you the context of what this question would be. So let's say we took every person that considered themselves a rap fan, from the crazy dedicated hip-hop heads to casual listeners, everyone who really says that they have a good opinion on rap, and you had to have everyone vote for a consensus top three rap albums of all time, what do you think those three albums would be? Obviously, there would be tons of debate and not a lot of people who agree on these three to be the top, but as a consensus, if we had to come to it, what three albums do we both think would be those top three? That is the question.
So, I think I approached this question a little bit differently than Trujillo did. I thought about how people would answer this question today. You know, today kids don't listen to 90s hip-hop like they used to. It's just a fact. I mean, Gen Z does not care about what happened in the 1990s because it's been 30 years at this point. So I think in the modern era, there are a lot more different picks than a lot of music critical people would say. I don't know. Trujillo, you want to give us your list?
Maybe before jumping into that, it's interesting to have your perspective there. I definitely thought about that, and I get what you're coming from. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of people who have listened to rap throughout the years, right?
Yeah.
And so there maybe aren't as many 40-plus-year-olds that have that opinion now. Of course, there is a lot of younger generation. Rap is so mainstream nowadays that that's going to be brought up. But I think that's interesting to hear. Coming from you, I haven't heard your list so far. We're going to be revealing them for the first time right now. But from what I'm hearing and guessing, it sounds like you'll have some newer opinions, while I'm actually going to have a lot more classic picks. And so I think this will be an interesting discussion. Uh-huh. All right. Should I just jump in all three at the same time? All right. So my picks are, remember, this is for everyone, the all-encompassing, most agreed upon top three rap albums would be Illmatic by Nas, 36 Chambers by the Wu-Tang Clan, and To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar.
Not a bad list. Pretty agreeable.
All right. Do you have any of the same, Tito?
Actually, I did. I said Illmatic too, and I thought that I didn't think you would say Illmatic. We should probably jump into that first. So.
Okay. Going Illmatic. What were your thoughts on there? You said you did not pick it as one of the top three.
No, I did pick it.
You did pick it. Okay, so consensus Illmatic.
So, I knew that one album out of my top three had to be a classic hip hop album, because that's how I got into hip hop. That's how so many people get into hip hop, listening to Jay-Z or Biggie or Tupac. You know, it's the best that's ever come out of the medium. And I think it's an example of what rap should be. If you had to show rap to an alien, I would show them one album by either of those three artists. Now, Nas in particular, I had a hard time picking between those three. I feel like I pick Nas just for his lyrical ability that doesn't stray too far into, like, the normal hip-hop braggadociousness that often other gangster rappers fell into. That, you know, and of course that's a big part of hip-hop, but I feel like Nas really was ahead of the game in terms of creating poetry instead of music.
Okay, interesting perspective there. I get what you mean, kind of like the accessibility. Maybe yeah. He wasn't the biggest one at the time. Like, he doesn't have that, like, name appeal. If you went on a random person to the street, they can probably list you the Biggie, the Tupac, the Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But Nas, maybe not his name, but really that album really did do a lot to change a lot of the 90s rap and a lot of, like, what we kind of think of as, like, a perfect rap album, you know?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of why I picked it too, right? I think it was one that is very polarizing. It's like a moment, like an event. Like, if you talk to someone in New York, they know, like, exactly where they were when, like, they first listened to Illmatic, right?
It's 9/11, so shit.
Yeah, it is, like, a moment that people really take seriously too. And the content and, like, the context of it really makes a lot for, like, the importance of that album. Mm-hmm. And like you said too, I think it's a really great one for people really getting into rap, right?
Yeah,
it's not super mainstream. It's something new and fresh and something like you're like, wow, I can't believe, like, so many tracks just back to back have so exactly. much lyrical quality and quantity and really if just could, a vibe as well.
Yeah, honestly, that's another huge reason I went for Illmatic over A Ready to Die or a Kaluminati or something like that. There are no skips on Illmatic for me. And I know for a lot of people there are no skips on Ready to Die or, you know, any Tupac album or the Blue album or whatever you do for Jay-Z. But I think that Nas's consistency on that album was just unmatched. I mean, every song hits hard, has an amazing beat, an amazing rhythm. Obviously, he is writing poetry on every track. There are no lyrical duds. Like, I just don't know if you can say that about a couple Biggie songs and a couple of Tupac songs.
I definitely agree. I think it is extremely consistent. Like, even the lowest point on the album is still an amazing quality song. It might not have, like, the bangers, the singles, like other songs do, like, at least for, like, a mainstream appeal perspective. Yeah. I get songs like New York State of Mind and, like, Life's a Bitch and stuff like that definitely has, like, that appeal and quality mm-hmm. if you listen to it. But it's never really had, like, maybe that mainstream appeal as much as those other albums.
Yeah, I don't know if Hot Topic sells Illmatic shirts, honestly.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, they might.
I'd rock it, but at the end of the day, it's just so quality through in and throughout. And if you really listen to people, you know, going back to the question of, like, people who know rap and really listen to rap and enjoy rap, they will consensusly agree, anyone who's listened to Illmatic, that is just straight perfection. Yeah,
really. It is. It really is. There's nothing you can say that's wrong about it, honestly. Especially for the time it came out. It was revolutionary.
Yeah. And kind of tough for Nas too, right? Like, not super mainstream songs. Like, or you know, Nas. You don't really listen to a lot of those, like, any context or whatnot.
Yeah, we're not from New York. We're from the western part of the United States. So, like, we don't really know that East Coast culture. So maybe it is bigger out there, but I mean,
I definitely understand, like, in New York, that's anthems, you know, but in terms of, like, even global appeal, right, like, every rap fan, you really just don't hear some of that stuff, and it's also partly why I almost strayed away from choosing it, but at the end of the day, it really just stands the test of time of quality, quantity, and just cohesion, and just really has that aura and vibe that,
it's crazy. Aura. Oh, yeah.
Even going into production, right, I'm not sure if you've, like, are too familiar with kind of, like, how it kind of conglomerated
Hit Boy was, like, crazy on it. I mean, he launched his career off Illmatic, and there are so many tracks that are just so simple. Like, you know, oh, What am I thinking of? Oh yeah, The World Is Yours. It's literally a 5-second piano loop that Hit Boy just crafts into this masterpiece. It's honestly one of the most beautiful rap songs that can recite every lyric to, you know.
And it's awesome too. You also got Q-Tip on there, and he also has a feature, and like really what that meant and really bringing people together like that album did so much for rap as well, especially for New York rap. And really the reason why I think it stands the test of time is like that timeless production as well. It's easy to listen to. It doesn't feel dated, but it doesn't feel like, you know, too much at the same time. It's really just perfect. And so it maybe may not have the most like mainstream appeal, but I think in terms of like real rap quality, I couldn't avoid putting it on my list.
Definitely. And to say it doesn't have mainstream appeal doesn't mean it wasn't influential. Like, yeah, I honestly don't know if there are any modern rappers who can't list Nas as an influence. Like, he really turned the 90s decade of rap into what it was. He influenced a lot of artists.
Definitely. All right, are we ready to move on or anything else feel Illmatic?
No, that's okay. A great album.
So, I mentioned 36 Chambers. You did not select this.
No, I did not select 36 Chambers.
Okay, I'm kind of curious. What were some of the reasons why you neglected to include none other than the...
Yeah, I think a big reason for it for me is there are a lot of skips on 36 Chambers for me. There are a few songs that just don't have that production that you need to have a popular rap song. I mean, you know, this is to say nothing about the Wu-Tang Clan's lyrical prowess. I mean, obviously, you know, GZA is one of the best lyricists that's ever been around. Honestly, maybe better than Nas in some ways, but it's like, they just don't hit.
Yeah.
If I asked a random person on the street, name more than two songs off of Wu-Tang, off 36 Chambers, like, it's impossible.
Or even just Wu-Tang Clan songs,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, honestly. Like,
yeah. No, I definitely understand a lot of the reason why I picked 36 Chambers isn't necessarily, like, the overall quality of the entire album, but, like, the appeal of Wu-Tang Clan itself and the fact that, like, every old hip-hop head is like, oh yeah, of course, 36 Chambers. And a lot of the new people nowadays, that's like the one album they can point to of like, oh, that's a classic album or whatever that is deserving of that top spot.
I get that.
And so it was more so of like the like aura of 36 Chambers itself and not necessarily the quality. I do think there are some amazing tracks, super influential tracks like Cream.
Of course.
I definitely understand, like, I cannot list you every song on that album, like, off the top of my head for sure.
Damn, poser.
I know, right? But, there's no way you can't, you know, acknowledge the influence and the, like, culture behind that of the Wu-Tang Clan, right? You see it everywhere. Like, you don't even know what that logo is a part of, right?
But there are so many four-year-old white dads that have the Wu-Tang logo tattooed on them somewhere. They were super influential. I've never really been one to buy into the Wu-Tang hype, though, honestly. For me, rap is a really individual thing. Like, for me, I like a rapper because they have a strong personality, a strong image, a strong brand behind them. And with the Wu-Tang Clan, they have that image. They do have that aura, I'll give you that. But I feel like there's a reason we haven't seen any other really successful rap mega groups like the Wu-Tang Clan. I feel like with that many personalities together, you can get a lot of conflicts, and a lot of them don't work super well together. And obviously that caused the breakup of the Wu-Tang Clan a little bit later, but
Yeah, it's understandable. And I definitely get what you're coming from with, like, on a personal enjoyment level, it's hard to be like, I can't really even differentiate whether this is like Ghostface right now or like Raekwon. But like, it's, but at the end of the day, it's kind of interesting because it goes almost opposite to my opinion about Illmatic, that Illmatic stands the test of time because it is so widely agreed upon its quality.
Mm-hmm.
But 36 Chambers is 36 Chambers, and like at the end of the day, like, there are just too many people that, whether or not they honestly really enjoy that album that much, are just gonna put it up there because, you know, it's the Wu-Tang Clan, right?
Yeah, no, that's true. They have a special place in culture. Like, I don't think there will never be another Wu-Tang Clan like that, but I don't know. My second pick, I should probably go ahead and say it, I went for a little bit more modern. I went for The College Dropout by Kanye West.
Oh shoot, we're going modern all of a sudden. Did you did you have an album older than that?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
no.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Really quick before we get into that though, was there any other opinions you had about 36 Chambers? Did you think about it at all?
Or? I really didn't, honestly. I thought about going classic because if I were to personally pick my top three rap albums, I'm just like, oh yeah, this is perfection. Probably two or three of them would have been classic albums. Like, I think that classic hip hop is really important and I enjoy it a lot personally. But I don't know. 36 Chambers just doesn't cross my mind. There are so many other albums I would put before that. Ready to Die, definitely. Black Album, maybe. Blue Album by Jay-Z.
Reasonable.
All Eyes on Me, maybe. I don't know. A couple others, but...
Yeah. No, I get that. Again, not a top 10 for quality in my opinion either, but in terms of like mainstream appeal and things like that, that's why I decided to choose it.
Okay.
So yeah, I get that. But okay, going a little more modern, breaking the millennium.
Yeah.
We're going to College Dropout. Okay,
yeah. So I went, I think Kanye is another really special person in culture that I don't think anyone can really replicate. Like, I don't know if there's ever been a celebrity that's quite like Kanye that can maintain his position in media and his position in music for so long. Kanye has been the most influential rapper, in my opinion, to modern rap in its entirety. And he was, in my opinion, he was at his best in A College Dropout. I mean, obviously he released many other tens of albums, but like, College Dropout is OG Kanye, and it's a perfect example of everything that he does well.
Yeah, I understand that. College Dropout is, of course, an amazing album. I think a 10. I think one that was so unique and inventive at the same time, but had that mass appeal, had that mainstream appeal, so enjoyable to listen to, timeless, things like that. But I don't know, going into the reason maybe why I wouldn't pick like a College Dropout is kind of the same reason I don't have a Jay-Z album, is that it's like, we could have a debate like this just as long about like a top three Kanye album or a top three Jay-Z album.
Yeah.
And because of that, it's so hard to like differentiate one as the best.
I know. I was thinking about that for a while, if it's going to be College Dropout or My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I honestly even thought about Life of Pablo. I'm a big Life of Pablo fan, but... I don't know. I think College Dropout is just when Kanye was at his best. And his, yeah, again, just to speak to his influence, like, no one was wearing bright-ass shirts when Kanye dropped College Dropout. No one was doing what he was doing. He made hip-hop more accessible to different people that normally wouldn't listen to rap music. He changed it into pop music, into what it is now.
And eventually even got, like, the credit and the recognition from, like, the hip-hop heads and things like that as well. And so it really has, I think, a lot of, like, underspoken or, like, underappreciated influence, right? Yeah. Like, yes, it wasn't, like, in the prime of, like, building the culture or things like that. It was honestly in, like, kind of a dud of an era. And so it's hard to point to it and to, like, really understand its influence. But I think it's just so amazing, like, the inventive quality on it and stuff as well. But, yeah, I understand. I also considered an album like that or My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. But at the end of the day, it's really hard to come to consensus on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to be like, oh, yeah, 36 Chambers. Like, we can agree that that's, like, definitely the best Wu-Tang album. Yeah. It's a
obviously Illmatic's album. Yeah.
And so, but it's like, almost like... To Kanye's credit, he has so much quality that it's like almost a debate over just which album can be his, you know, nomination, right?
Yeah, if Kanye just had a compilation album of like top three tracks off every album he's released in the last 10 years, it would be amazing. I would choose that for sure.
Definitely me as well. Okay, interesting. And then Tito, my apologies, I totally forgot. Did you choose Illmatic as well?
I did.
Okay, you did. Okay, just making sure. So we got Illmatic,
College Dropout.
And then I have Illmatic, 36 Chambers. And then my last choice was To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar. Tito, you did not choose this one.
No.
Interesting. I definitely, that
I thought
there was
about
one
it.
That I, if there was one that I could guess you would choose, I thought it would be that. Why did you choose not to include that one?
Honestly, there are skips on Pimp a Butterfly for me. And I wish I didn't say that, because every song on that album is a masterpiece. It's art. I mean, you know, I don't think there's been a better high concept rap album than To Pimp a Butterfly. I'm a huge Kendrick fan, but I just think in terms of mainstream appeal, in terms of what people would say is their favorite Kendrick album to listen to, it's not To Pimp a Butterfly. I don't think it really ever has been. And that's not to say there aren't really fun tracks on the album to listen to. I mean, honestly, every track can be listenable. There aren't bad tracks on the album, but it's just not accessible, honestly.
I understand. I don't think it's completely inaccessible. Like, you even hear All Right still as, like, an anthem, you know, like King Kunta, you know. There's some fun parts on the album. I definitely understand it's not the most accessible at times, but I think, again, you know, not to, like, be a stickler on the question, right? But it's, like, going back to it, like, really, like, so many people, young and old, will go back and be like, yeah, Kendrick has quality, you know? Yeah. He's, like, the only real person that, like,
but
all the
would
old
would they go
hip-hop...
back to Pimp a Butterfly? I mean, yeah. Hip-hop fans would, of course. That's what the critics agree is the best Kendrick album, but... I mean...
The old heads definitely, I think, respect Kendrick more than, like, anyone else in the modern era, but... That is a good point, not necessarily To Pimp a Butterfly. Yes, like, some of his stuff has garnered him that recognition from, like, you know, like, the whole community. But it is definitely a take to say, like, To Pimp a Butterfly is, like, widely accepted as, like, really high quality, because I think it's, interestingly enough, like, a really divisive one. It's
yeah,
either, like,
it
a
is.
Top one, or it's, like,
or it's like
yeah, that's
like,
a weird,
5 out of 10.
Yeah, that's, like, weird, you know? And so, yeah, I get what you mean by that. I still chose to include it. I think I definitely wanted to include something from, like, the modern era, because, again, rap is really taking over, and there's so many new people listening to it.
Oh, yeah, the
developments their opinions.
That have happened in rap over the last 5 years. It's changed more in the last 5 years than it has in the last 20.
Definitely, and I think so many more people are listening to an album like To Pimp a Butterfly, more than they're maybe going back to, like, a College Dropout, more than they're really, like, consensusly agreeing on an album like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. And so that was some of my thought process, right? But
I get what you mean about how, yeah, if you're gonna go back to a high concepts rap album, it'd be To Pimp a Butterfly. But yeah, I just don't think that it's really that big of a cultural force. I mean, I honestly think Illmatic is more recognized and well known by younger people today than To Pimp a Butterfly. Like, you just, I don't know, I feel like you don't see t-shirts with T-Pab album on the front. Like, you don't really hear T-Pab songs besides All Right and King Kunta. Is there anything else it's been, like, popular?
I don't know, maybe, like, no, not really, honestly. Maybe clips of here and there, but, like,
yeah.
But yeah, I definitely understand that, like, the mainstream appeal isn't there, the accessibility isn't there, but I think there are so many people who really do enjoy and listen to rap that can recognize, like,
yeah,
this is so much amazing quality.
No, that's very
story
true.
And things like that. And so that's mainly why I chose that one.
Yeah, no, that, yeah, very good pick, because I don't think anyone could really disagree with you on it. It's like, yeah, To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick's. Critically, it's his best work.
Yeah. Okay, and Tito, what is your final number three?
All right.
I don't know what I'm...
Hot Take, ? By X.
Oh my god. Dude,
Hot Take. Now, again, this is all about influence to me. Like, as much as Kanye West influenced rap music into becoming mainstream and becoming popular, I think X did that for a new generation. I mean, SoundCloud rappers were the shit for the last 5 years, or, you know, from that period, maybe 2015 to, what would you say, 2018 maybe?
Honestly, even now still.
Like, yeah, even now. Like, SoundCloud rappers are just so big, and that type of style, that type of, you know, screaming your brains out over a microphone in Florida, like, there are so many people that have replicated that and that have created amazing success with that. I mean, even today, some of the most successful independent artists, you can think of Suicide Boys, other you know, people.
Ski mask.
Yeah,
right?
Ski mask, exactly.
Juice to an extent, like.
Yeah, like, that has been such a big cultural force for Gen Z. I don't know if it can really be ignored. And obviously, it came out recently-ish, so we don't really know how influential it'll be 20 years from now. But I think as far as it's gone in this generation, it can't be left off.
I definitely understand that pick there. I think it was one that I didn't really even consider. But at the end of the day, it's really interesting to think of, like,
I didn't really either. I don't really listen to it. Like, I have two songs off of it. Like,
yeah. It's really interesting to think, like, what, like, has, like, the highest population of, like, rap fans? Like, is it people, like, really from, like, this new generation that grew up, like, only listening to X?
Yeah.
Or is there enough people that, like, has never even listened to X? Because there's so many hip-hop heads that, like, don't mess with, like, that music anymore, right? And that's why I didn't even, like, consider it, because I was like, you got to think about all the people growing up in the 90s listening to rap. So many of those people don't really listen to a lot of the new stuff, especially something like X that had, like, I think, like, a shorter lifespan.
Good one, bro. It's real funny.
I didn't mean it like that, but at the end of the day, all those new people go back and listen to, like, the Wu-Tang Clan and Biggie and things like that, which is why I thought about it. But honestly, at the end of the day, if you go to, like, @rap, and I understand this is, like, Instagram too, right? You'll see, like, X beating down, like, polls on, like, people like Jay-Z and stuff like that.
Oh,
just because it's, like, at the end of the day, that's what people grew up on and that's what they enjoyed. And I understand it too. It was something that I think a lot of, like, teenagers could relate more closely to,
oh, yeah,
on, like, a wider audience, right? Understand, like, it was very personable back in the day of, like, the culture, especially, like, the New York and West Coast scenes.
Totally.
But X really brought rap to, like, even, like, a lot of teenage girls and things like that.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Is, like, a really interesting, like, talking point too about, like, the accessibility on, like, a global scale, right? Internationally too. I know X is a lot more of, like, a widely, you know, understood
he's
name.
Really popular internationally, I've heard that.
Yeah, but wow, interesting take, question mark.
I wasn't thinking about it either, because like I said, I don't really listen to X like that. I never had a big question mark phase, but really, I mean, he holds that same place that, like, Kurt Cobain does for 90s kids. I really feel like he's that much of a force. Like, he created that emo, depressing, like, style that rap just has not let go of to this day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he has good music. There are a few good songs off Sad. I'll say off question mark.
Yeah, you know, I think we definitely do have to mention that, like, in terms of our likings and personal opinions, like, we're not huge SoundCloud era fans, even though that was kind of what we, like,
yeah, that's
up
what
on.
We grew up in, but, like,
it still wasn't something we really revisited as much. We're, like, kind of old heads for, like, compared to, like, a lot of our generation, right? But at the end of the day, it's what it is now. We can't not recognize the influence and the impact that that has had. And you even see albums like, you know, a lot of Juice WRLD stuff even coming out still and being, like, top streaming.
Yeah.
And, like, question mark as well. Like, it's pretty crazy to see, like, the lasting impact of some of those albums, especially on that global appeal and so.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. I honestly, you probably swayed me on that one. At least for sure. Like, I probably would include that now, just considering, like, the scope of rap and where it is today.
Yeah. I just think it's so important for modern rap, and I don't know, we'll have to see. Like, I wonder if people are gonna be coming back to it in 20 years, because I don't really know if it has the crazy quality to keep. I don't know. I'm not a huge X listener, so
yeah. Okay, well, interesting. So that was both of our top threes. Definitely let us know in the comments.
Wait, what was your go over your last one.
Oh, I didn't even go over my last one.
What was it?
Oh, it was so I had Illmatic.
Yeah,
Illmatic. 36 Chambers. And then, no, To Pimp a Butterfly, we did.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Duh.
Yeah, I don't know. We had so many albums we were talking about, too. And also a lot that were on my mind. And actually, interesting. So what were some, like, the ones that you were pretty close
to?
Not to, like, be here forever, but just kind of a couple names that were, like, close to being on mind.
I didn't mention one rap album, but Kendrick, who is just the GOAT in my opinion, so I was trying to fit him in, but I just thought, like his kind of conscious rap, I don't know if it's that big any. I mean, of course, he has crazy cultural impact. Like,
I don't know. I even saw recently, like, best, but... Good Kid, Mad City has streamed top, like, 200, like, even to this day.
Really? Yeah. A lot of people listen to Kendrick. He's big. So, mm-hmm. I wanted to include something by him. Couldn't fit him in. It was tough.
Understandable.
Yeah. I think we both mentioned
Ready to Die.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to put Ready to Die in, because honestly, that was the first rap album I listened to front to back, and it turned me on, like, it changed my music taste forever. Like, it really revolutionized rap for me, and so it has a special place in my heart, but I don't know. I don't think it competes with Illmatic as far as just... I don't know. It's close.
Yeah, it's really close, and one that, like, it's almost like, how do you really
Millions
compare
of
it? And
it's just it.
Like,
it's
like always going to be the debate, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I think for me, it didn't have quite as much impact in terms of the album, right? Biggie and Nas aside as people are, like, totally a different question.
Yeah.
But, like, Illmatic is Illmatic, and Ready to Die might kind of be like, oh, wait, that was the Biggie album, right?
Yeah.
It kind of gets overshadowed by, like, Life After Death 2, and just... Also, due to the nature of, like, how short his career was as well, I think it kind of, like, taints that overall, like, specific album reputation.
Yeah.
I definitely agree, like, Biggie was a cultural phenomenon, but, like, maybe Ready to Die just wasn't quite up there. I don't know.
There's still
too.
Hot Topic Ready to Die shirts.
Yeah.
That's my bar, I guess.
But, like, that people really, like, think about and know, like, oh, every song and things like that, yeah. Like front to back. Yeah, I think
no, Illmatic is much more consistent.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, other than that,
I mean,
what
I
else was on your mind?
I kind of wanted to fit a Tyler record in too.
Really?
Yeah, just because of how much it represents a divergence from what hip-hop originally was. And, you know, I love Tyler. He's probably my second favorite artist, honestly. So I was trying to fit him in, but I just don't think his influence is there still. I mean, he has not released a bad album since Goblin, in my opinion. Well, okay, fucking Cherry Bomb, of course, but...
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not a bad album. For Tyler, it's bad, though. And I just don't think he has what he had in 2012, or when Igor dropped, or really when Flower Boy dropped. I mean, Call Me If You Get Lost was a great album, but it just didn't have that same impact that those others did. And I just don't know if he's going to stick around like a Kanye would.
I don't know about that last point, but I definitely understand a lot of, like, the influence, and, like, it's there, but I don't think it's, like, there everywhere, right? Like, he definitely has his fans. Like, there are definitely, like, the Gulf Wing, like, gang out there still that would, like, definitely put him up there.
Yes, it's ride or dies, but...
Yeah, it's not all there, right? What about classics? Anything, like, even maybe even pre, like, 90s that you thought about, or, like, early 90s?
Shit, I mean, I was... Honestly, no. I just don't think that's where rap is. I mean, I saw a graph of, like, how many people were listening to rap music just over time. I think, like, the peak right now is, like, three times as high as it was in the 90s. Like, rap music is a modern phenomenon, and I know it was birthed out of that era, and of course it's important to respect that history and to respect its origins. And of course classic hip-hop albums can be amazing, and many of them still hold up today very well, but I just don't think that's where the influence comes from anymore.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Same way of thinking there. I honestly even contemplated something like Illmatic being too early and, like, not having as much of, like, the moderner appeal. I think it has stood the test of time, and also, like, it's something that is very quick to, like, go back and listen to, like, oh, this is, like, what 90s hip-hop is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I agree. Honestly, beyond that, again, we kind of mentioned Jay-Z, right? Like, Blueprint or, like, Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think neither are either high quality enough or consistent enough to really get up there.
Yeah.
I think discography wise, like Goat Conversation, that's a different thing, but like pointing to one album, I think that's what made it difficult for me to pick.
Jay-Z's been super consistent over his entire career, but he really hasn't had that standout album. I mean, yeah, every album that he's released has been pretty good in my opinion, but he doesn't have that standout. One artist that I thought about including that didn't was Eminem. Because of like where rap is now. Again, it's just the influence thing. Like Marshall Mathers LP was good, dude. He was doing so much different shit on that, and like he really created that, you know, that type of persona, and he influenced people like Tyler. He influences people to this day, and so I think that he could have deserved a spot. I just don't, like, nowadays Eminem is just such a, I don't know, he's a tough name to bring out because his consistency in the last few years just has not been there, but.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that is something to consider too, like, I mean, maybe a Nas, like, has almost not jeopardized Illmatic because he's just been thrown out consistent, stuff, you know? Even, like, bringing up like a Kanye too, it can kind of like affect some people's like opinions like down the line, and even something like Drake too.
Oh yeah,
like I think there's tons of people who would put a Drake album up there,
yeah,
but there are also tons of people who enjoy and listen to rap that would not consider a Drake album at all because of like his opinion and like the light of like, you know, the hip-hop community. Another name, of course, I can't not mention is MF Doom, and Mad Villainy was one that I was very close on. At the end of the day, I think there are tons of people who would put it in their top three, and maybe even like a top one or two spot, but there are just so many people who don't even know about him, or haven't really listened to his music, or when they do, really don't care, or like don't see it, you know? I think it will always be like a critically acclaimed album, one that like people who really enjoy rap and listen to like the quality of like production and lyricism are always going to look back on very highly. But again, like global mass appeal, it's not there, right?
Yeah, critically, I mean, MF Doom's amazing, but I probably will never listen to that album front to back again. And I just, I honestly don't know how influential he's been to. Because I think it's lyrical like rap nowadays just isn't in. I mean, I guess it really never has been in. So, you know, there's still people experimenting. People are coming up with amazing lyrical stuff, but
It's very underground, and I think there's definitely different like worlds in rap nowadays. I mean, there really always has been, but again, like mass appeal, just not quite there. Any other names or ones that you were really jumping out? Of course, we're missing tons of great albums. Like, there's going to be someone complaining about everything.
Only picking three albums is, like, impossible. There are so many amazing, influential rap albums that could have been picked. But, no, those are my main thoughts. That's what I want to include.
Definitely. I think that definitely brings us to the end here. And I think we had some awesome, nuanced opinions. Of course, let us know in the comment section, wherever you listen to here, like, what some of the albums you maybe would pick, some of your opinions, like, maybe we can have a little poll, like, who do you think is better between Tito and Trujillo? So, you know, let us know, like, who do you think really had, like, the best, like, list there, right?
I won.
But yeah, you know, these are fun, right? We're gonna be doing a lot more of this content, as again, you know, we don't want to bore you guys of our opinion on an album if it's one that we're not really passionate about, right? But I think quick little discourses like this are definitely fun, and it's just so cool, again, going back to rap being one that is so nuanced, and like it's difference between so many different genres in music, and how it's has so much different stuff to offer, which I think is really awesome.
Yeah, it's a very diverse genre, and that's just happened over the last few years. It's become like the cultural force. I mean, among our generation, it's our grunge or our rock or whatever. It's
definitely, and that's why we love doing what we're doing, right? So we're gonna be trying to hit you guys at least every week, right? But again, it might be different just depending on what we do. They might be longer like this, they might be a short little update or discussion of what's going on. But if you like what you heard, definitely be sure to, you know, boost this on whatever app, ratings and things like that definitely help. And see you guys next time with our next episode. So any last words, Tito?
Nah, but I won. That's all I have to say. Okay.